Welcome to Kinsey Confidential. This is your opportunity to ask questions about sex and have them answered. I'm Dr. Debbie Herbenick, a sexual health educator at the Kinsey Institute at Indiana University. Here is today's question.
I met a girl at a party and things got heated. I was in my boxers and she was naked. I never penetrated her and didn't ejaculate, but I noticed a little pre-cum on my boxers. I made contact with it and later fingered her after wiping my hand off. I had not ejaculated in 4 days. Is there any risk of pregnancy involved here?
It would be extremely unlikely for there to be a risk of pregnancy, given your description of the situation. As I understand it, you and another girl made out and removed pretty much all of each other's clothes, except for your boxers. You never put your penis inside of her vagina, and you never ejaculated, although you did notice a little wetness on your boxer shorts, which was likely the fluids that we call pre-ejaculate, also called pre-cum. In order for there to be a pregnancy risk, you would have had to get sperm near her vaginal entrance or inside of her vagina. There are no sperm in pre-ejaculate, and you didn't have contact with her vagina anyway, so as long as you did not ejaculate, then there should be no risk of pregnancy. Sometimes even when people learn that sperm are not in pre-ejaculatory fluids, they still feel worried about pregnancy risk. After all, if a man recently ejaculated and then soon after got aroused, it is theoretically possible that if any sperm were left over in his urethra from his last ejaculate, then the pre-ejaculatory fluids could pick up the sperm up and carry them through the urethra. However, you said that you hadn't ejaculated in 4 days. And given the number of times you likely urinated over those past 4 days, it is therefore unlikely that there were any sperm left hanging out inside your urethra that could have been carried away. You also didn't put your naked penis near or in her vagina. That said, the fact that you're worried about pregnancy is worth paying attention to. If you do not want to become a parent anytime soon, then you may want to take steps toward preventing pregnancy. If you find yourself meeting people and hooking up with them, then you might want to carry 2 or 3 condoms with you when you go to parties, just in case you find yourself in a situation like this again. If you would prefer not to find yourself in a situation like this with a girl you don't know very well, you might think ahead of time of what you could say so that you don't end up being naked or sexual together. If you want to meet people at parties and then go out with them some other time but take it slow, consider how you can use these types of situations to meet people, get to know them, and explore sexually within each of your comfort zones, and then share phone numbers or emails or find each other on Facebook so you can hang out again. To learn more about birth control methods and condoms, visit PlannedParenthood.com or read SEX, the All You Need to Know Progressive Sexuality Guide by Heather Carina. You can learn more about these resources on our Kinsey Confidential website.
You can become a fan of Kinsey Confidential on Facebook and follow updates all week long. That's at facebook.com/KinseyConfidential or subscribe to the podcast in iTunes. Find out more at kinseyconfidential.org. Our next question.
I'd like to buy a vibrator, but I have no idea how to go about getting one. I'm too embarrassed to go to a store and pick one out, but I'm also hesitant about buying one online. Can you give any advice?
What a great question. Many women and men wonder where they can buy vibrators or other sex toys. Not everyone feels comfortable shopping in an adult bookstore, and even if they do, not all stores are equipped to display sexual enhancement products in a way that helps consumers to learn more about them. When it comes to vibrators specifically, women and men are often curious about the size, material, and texture of the toy, as well as its volume or intensity. Some people prefer very strong vibration, whereas others prefer light vibration. Then there are toys with multiple speeds or certain speed patterns, such as those that pulse. These are the types of issues that are better addressed in person, particularly for women and men who are new to toys. In the past 5 to 10 years, in-home sex toy parties have become one way that an increasing number of women have been learning about and purchasing vibrators and other sexual enhancement products, such as dildos, personal lubricants, and massage products. In-home sex toy parties are usually run in a way that connects the women who sell the products with a woman hostess who invites her own women friends or coworkers to come to her house and enjoy the party. In this way, some people have described in-home sex toy parties as being similar to Tupperware or Mary Kay parties, but they happen to sell products related to sex rather than kitchen tools or makeup. An advantage of these parties is that women can touch and turn on many of the sample products so that they can get a better idea of the size, material, texture, volume, and intensity of the vibrator they are considering buying. That said, there are also an increasing number of women-oriented adult bookstores that display toys you can pick up, touch, and turn on. In Chicago, one will find Early to Bed, Tulip, and G Boutique. In San Francisco, there's Good Vibrations. And in New York and Seattle, Babeland. These stores are among a growing trend of female-friendly shops that sometimes look more like boutiques than stereotypical adult bookstores. They are often well-lit, are sometimes in prime retail space, and tend to be staffed with female employees who are often both comfortable and knowledgeable about sexual enhancement products. There are also two books that you may find helpful as you explore more about toy options, including The Good Vibrations Guide to Sex and another book called Sex Toys 101. In short, there are a range of options for learning more about sexual enhancement products, including vibrators. You can find more information about these books and others on our website.
Dr. Debbie Herbenik is a sexual health researcher and educator at the Kinsey Institute. Kinsey Confidential is produced by the Kinsey Institute for Research in Sex, Gender, and Reproduction, in partnership with WFIU Public Media from Indiana University. We need your questions. Submit them through our website, where you can listen to archived episodes of the podcast and read the blog. Find us online at kinseyconfidential.org.